There's a man who's seen it all, a true hero standing tall with a badge and a pen. He takes a stage, John Moore, the freedom sage. From the Green Berets he served his land, a detective with a steady hand. Intelligence analyst, he knows the score. John Moore, he's seen it all before. Wake up with the Liberty Man, with coffee cup in hand. With his charm and his wit, he's got it all. John Moore, voice that'll never fall. Intelligence analyst, he knows the score. John Moore, he's seen it all before. Wake up with the Liberty Man, with coffee cup in hand. With his charm and his wit, he's got it all. John Moore, voice that'll never fall.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the second day of May. The prepper tip today is to clean, lubricate, and sharpen all your tools. Get them ready for spring and summer usage. Visiting with Raphael O'Neill. Raphael, give us your YouTube channel again, please.
Yes, so make sure I give you the right thing here. You can go youtube.com/C/NOLA Butterfly 2. That's NOLA, as in New Orleans, Louisiana, Butterfly 2. Or my rumble.com/user/NOLA Butterfly. The Rumble has my social engineering and vaccine stuff and activism on 5G and freedom and all sorts of miscellany that's tied to the globalist agenda, really. Right. And then the YouTube.com is just weather. If anything else gets in, they take it down. And maybe one day they will take it down because they're starting to make climate change be one of these things that is going to be, limited speech on, like they do vaccines. But that's coming. We're not quite there yet, but they're coming for that. Unless we really get a grip on the censorship issue. But
I'm curious, Raphael, do you know anybody personally who's been vaccine injured?
Yeah, actually, I have a great deal of friends that have been vaccine injured, and I just lost another one. My ex-boyfriend I had, whose mom worked at Bohemian and Grove, he actually was born into, quote-unquote, the Illuminati, but they don't call it the Illuminati. He's been to human sacrifice in Laurel Canyon. He was a stuntman. I met him through another stuntman. He was working on G.I. Joe at NASA when I met him. And he had an incredible testimony. His mother was forced to work at Bohemian Grove. He ended up taking the vaccine so he can work on the film, and he ended up orphaning his kids 2 weeks later, died in his sleep. Stuntman, absolutely. He was running the wires at that point. He wasn't doing the stunts, but he was very active. He's a surfer. My BFF from years ago, I hadn't talked to her in a while. She kept getting COVID, so she thought the vaccine would do her good. She got instantly seizures, disability. The doctors didn't even deny it, but she didn't make a vaccine adverse event reporting thing. I mean, these people can't, once you're injured, it's really hard to have the tenacity to go through the rigorous, process where they try to shake you off with all the tediousness. I spoke to one doctor about the process. It's absolutely ridiculous the hoops you have to jump through to even make the report. And then I recently had a friend who she did have congestive heart issues. She could have lived like that for 5 to 10 years, but she took the vaccine, and granted, she also liked her vodka, which suppresses the immune system, but she was fine until she took the vaccine and got a skin rash, which turned into sores that became all over her body. Like, I didn't get to see her at the end, but I spoke with her caregiver and her father, and they showed me the pictures because she didn't want people to see her like that, and she deteriorated quickly. There were issues that for a while, but once all these sores were in her body, she couldn't lay down anywhere and be comfortable, and she had a bone infection, which was very rare, and actually hospice ended up killing her because they were trying to keep her comfortable. Right. Nobody complained because at least she died with no pain and there was no getting her out. I'm also in a group with MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, MMS, chlorine dioxide testimonies. It's chlorine dioxide, very controversial, but it's healing people. It shouldn't be controversial. If it's applied properly, it is tremendous medicine that people are actually cleansing their blood and getting help. And in that group, there's other protocols as well for fine-tuning healing depending on people's issues. And the testimonies are amazing. Chlorine dioxide testimonies. Very, very great group. But, there's many more. We have they're not going to call it a vaccine injury, but we know, like, how many people died from turbo cancers? How many people have had strokes? We just had a family member, too. He was vaccinated. Oh, but he had heart problems. Well, yeah, didn't mean he was going to die from them, just because you have all these other issues doesn't mean you need to compromise your immune system with a biological weapon. And before that, like, look, in 2017, before I even discovered the part I haven't gone to yet in the weather aspect, I was right about the time I was doing my Weather War 101 interview, I met an epigenetic expert who was the first woman her name is Sterling Hill. She was the first woman to list all the adjuvants in vaccines and which genes they affect. And she has mthfrsupport.com is her website. I believe it's .com and not .org. If you don't find it at .com, then you can try .org. And she was helping people reverse their vaccine injury, autism from vaccine injury. If you don't have the right genetic makeup, certain genes keep you from having the right metabolic pathways open to get rid of toxins. So some people can get rid of toxins more easily than others. And then if you add the trifecta of, radiation, which opens up the blood-brain barrier, which depletes melatonin, which is what made COVID so bad and why women in their last trimester and children didn't used to get COVID until they started vaccinating them, right? Or where was I going with this? I'm a little bit all over the place, but it all really does connect. But all of these things that we saw an agenda coming in 2017, and we went to fight mandatory vaccines. There was some think tank coming to a university in Texas. I don't remember now which one. It was right after Harvey, actually, and so it was kind of poorly attended because of that. But people were like, "They're never going to force vaccines on the grown-ups." We're like, "Yes, they are. It's coming." And we know that the vaccine didn't roll out because of COVID. COVID rolled out for the vaccine. And the Department of Defense, I'm not sure if you're aware, in 2017 did a study of their own personnel, and they found they were 36% more likely to get a corona or metapneumonia-like respiratory infection. So let's look at Wuhan for a minute, okay? Wuhan won the race of 5G. They were the first. It was a race. They won it. They won it in October 31st, November 1st. They were full 5G. There were other viruses going on at that time they don't talk about. There was bird flu there were all sorts of things that were blooming because EMF makes viruses bloom. If you want to I don't know, that word virus is a very loaded potato. Like, I keep a neutral stance on that. I would like to give a shout out to David, one of your callers, who actually I met him through Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I have an interview of his that I'm in the process of finishing up. Putting it out there, I had a lot of distractions this year, the virus and no virus people are equally passionate, equally disgusted with the other side, and there's a little bit of snobbery, I have to say. For me, I don't claim any truth, just like I didn't touch CO2 until I was ready to really dive into it. I have a lot of virus, no virus videos and research and all that. I've wrapped my head a little bit around it, but I haven't gone to the bottom of it. But what I say is, don't let that argument keep you from recognizing things. Like in our freedom group, people were saying, oh, poppers caused HIV and AIDS. Like, no, it wasn't poppers, it was the government. Oh, but there's no such thing as virus. I'm like, no, we're going to bring Dr. Leonard Horowitz on, and he's going to tell you what he discovered. So whether you want to say the government created a virus or the government created a bioweapon, at the end of the day, it's the same thing, isn't it? I mean, sure, the narrative and nuance matters, it does. But in the end, we know the government did it, whatever the hell it is, and it's making people sick. Now, just like, you know, terrain isn't mutually exclusive from virus theory. Like, both can, I say with that, you can't just treat all viruses the same. You have to look at each thing individually, like I did the vaccine. I said, well, maybe one vaccine's good, another one isn't. Some people are like, oh, well, the COVID vaccine's bad, but all the others saved us. No, no vaccine ever saved us. Smallpox has nothing to do with cowpox, and yet that was the beginning of the vaccine story, at least as far as Western vaccination. And I know we touched on the subject about the origins of vaccines in the Brahmin in India, which it wasn't vaccines, it was inoculation. And the difference was it was human to human, not human to animal. And really, the Bible says we're not supposed to, you know, consume blood. Why is this on a scientific level? Is because the soul of the animal is in there. The viruses, the things, the imprints that actually, will, whatever the animal or the person has been exposed to, they have the viruses, right? Whatever you want to say that is, some expression that is, that there is a transference that is possible. So what the Brahmin used to do to get the inoculation right to begin with, they would go a month before the inoculation to the people, and they would make them fast from fish and ghee, because those are lymph fatteners, lymph thickeners. If your lymph system is clogged up, it will capture all the bacteria, all the pathogens, the mold, the parasites, the viruses, or the poisons, whatever, will not be able to move through the body, and the body won't be able to get the nutrients which support it and help protect it. And we know nutrition. Like, you know, we got rid of measles with vitamin A, a little bit of cod liver oil, and it was done. Only the people that went to the hospital had a percentage that maybe died. But everybody had measles. So not everybody went to the hospital. Those were only extreme cases where there were nutritional deficiencies. So, you know, I can tell you how to get rid of a fever blister using lysine, magnesium, and one of the B vitamins. I can't remember if it was B12 or B6. So I just take a B complex vitamin. You take that at the onset of your outbreak, it'll disappear in 30 minutes. If you take it as soon as you feel the little tingle, you have a fever blister on your mouth, you take that combo and it gets rid of it. I mean, the only time I get a fever blister now is if I'm not around my vitamins and I've been out and about all day and it had a chance to develop before I could get to it. We know that people were healing. If you waited until COVID got bad enough and you went to the hospital, they would kill you with remdesivir, right? Which in the Ebola trials had a 30% something liver damage rate. So, but if you treated it with, let's say, hydrogen water, and I recommend you look into aquanew.com. It helps fight radiation if you're looking for that. I struggle with that because I'm sensitive. And when I get off that water, I can feel every time they're using microwave frequencies to move the weather around. But when I drink that water, I'm kind of immune to it. My cells are balanced with negative ions. The cell needs a positive and a negative charge. And all this radiation is excessively ionizing us, which is leading to dehydration of the cell and cell death when a toxin gets into it. So the Brahmin used to go and fast people from this. And, you know, there's healing stuff. People are healing with fruit diet, because the fruit, an all-fruit diet, people have treated cancers, okay, with it. Cured cancers, I'm going to say, all right, believe it or not, but these are the claims that have been made, because Dr. Morris, who, rest his soul, would go around and put people on grapes, and the grapes would thin out their lymph. They weren't taking meat or cheese or grains, and they would just do a mono fruit, and the body would self-heal. I mean, when you think about it, you scratch yourself, your body's going to heal itself, right, if you get a cut. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to do it. There's an innate intelligence where the body wants to heal itself, unless there is emotional or physical, chemical limitations. You start getting into scar tissue in the body. You start also affecting the electrical pathways. This is science. You know, the energy channels are electrical channels. scar tissues, especially on the midline, I just recently learned, can also interfere with some of that. So really, we are these complex beings, very intelligent life form within our DNA that can facilitate healing when given the proper tools and space and freedom from these toxins. So the year before COVID, 2 years before COVID, I went up to my Smart and Sustainable Committee and I said, hey, one study please showing 5G is safe for humanity. And they tried to dismiss me. I came back. I had one other person. And we got them to agree to do a health panel. They delayed the rollout of 5G because they needed to address that question and do their due diligence. But of course, they denied us. All the doctors and professor, EMS world-leading experts that we wanted to call in, we couldn't afford to fly them in, they denied them calling in, while AT&T and T-Mobile and all those guys were able to have their executives or their specialists who were not specialists, they weren't doctors, they weren't scientists, say that radiation is good because you can have telehealth. You know, it's such a backward logic. And in the end, they failed to provide a single study, but they said, oh, all the studies that the CDC have. I said, which one? Name one. Name one, because the CDC would hung up on me when I asked them for those studies. And they couldn't. And so a big intellectual dishonesty. And what's interesting, let me tell you this, is you understand, we have an Aspen Institute-trained mayor. We have two in a row, LaToya, the Destroyer, we call her. And the Jason Williams was a wonderful public defender originally before going to be the head of the Smart and Sustainable Committee. And during COVID, what he did was let crime, you know, with BLM, and you had these defund the police and all that, and crime just went out the box. We've always had bad crime, but it was like so bad. People are calling 911 and they're getting voicemail. Home invasion, they're not coming out for that. You know, it's incredible. But so then you have Jason Williams, who went from being the public defender to the head of the Smart and Sustainable Committee that rolled out the backbone of the internet of everything, right? And then he goes to becoming the prosecutor for the city, the DA. He becomes DA during that time that the crime goes through the roof. And then he comes back into the city hall's Smart and Sustainable and says, we're going to need facial recognition technology. Crime is just so bad. But the police are told that they're supposed to sit on their hands and let things be. What is this technology going to do except further discriminate against blacks, because it's not very good at like fine-tuning black or female faces? You know, and the technology, they already have all these cameras in the quarter, but when someone's car gets broken into, they say, can you look at the cameras? They say, no, that's not what they're for. Oh, really? Well, then what are they for? And, you know, there's a lot of things. There's crowd control. But I want to bookmark that. So you had the guy who was a great public defender make the worst district attorney, and he was coming back and asking for facial recognition after allowing an unprecedented rollout of radiation to proliferate through the city, despite public health concerns and a great intellectual dishonesty. And I called it to his face. I said, that's a conflict of interest. And if I didn't have personal business last year, I would have taken them more to task. But, you know, I'm one woman, and I can't do this all by myself all the time. I also go on the air, and I talk about this. I found one host that has free speech on the AM radio station who's been very generous and allowed me the platform to speak. But the year before COVID, in 2019, I had an event called Putting It All on the Table. And it was one a month, because it's really too much to unpack. I've been doing a major download on your listeners right now. Major download. I mean, I'm sure some people have this information. Putting it all together, this is a lot for a lot of people who haven't heard some of this. The first month was about 5G. The second month was about vaccines. The third month was about chemtrails, aerosols, you know. The fourth month was about microwaves, which is the last part I need to get into.
Hold on. The last part was about microwaves. We have a break here, Raphael. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. Will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Special sale going on with rocket heaters. It's $300 off if you use PayPal, an additional 1% off the entire order at thelibertyman.com. Our caller here, Raphael, is Arthur in Missouri. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. Excellent information. Fish oil for the lymphatic system. I'm glad to hear that. But specifically, can you recommend any substance or substances that, okay, I have not had the COVID vax, but for people who have, what's the best thing to help them from having a clot emergency, you know?
Well, I really recommend looking into chlorine dioxide and MMS and you know, we recommend the group chlorine dioxide testimonies. There's a video that gets everything you need to get started with safe products, dosing, how to make it yourself, or how to buy it already pre-made. I'm going to put the chlorine dioxide testimonies in the chat, and maybe that could be put out on the air, or maybe I could find it real quick here. It's on Telegram. There's a great group. And, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do, but I'm going to tell you where to look. And there's a lot of testimonials, because, again, I didn't take the vaccine, but I feel like I've had some side effects around my menses, you know, not to be too personal here, some clients got the jab, and I'm a massage therapist as well. I only take clients that are referred, so because I've had people try to hack me personally, you know. I don't work with the general public at large because of my activism. But the chlorine dioxide testimonies group, it's just called chlorine dioxide testimonies. Let's see, the link is chlorine dioxide. You know, put it on the, sit in here just for a second. Chlorine dioxide testimony /1, okay, in the Telegram group. So go ahead and check that out. They have protocols up on there. They have weekly calls on Friday. They have lots of people that have gone. Some people are doing it for cancer. Some are doing it for detox. It is a blood purifier. It also gets rid of the lesser parasites, the ones that are in the blood, although they have, they recommend other things for a greater parasite detox. You do want to be careful with parasite detox. Once you start, you really want to go to it. You hit the bottom of it, and that can take a while because you start pulling those parasites out. The mother will stop making the chemical that keeps the others from hatching. So in everything, you want to look into it and apply for yourself. People love. And you do want a good binder that helps grab the toxins as it comes out. We like a good zeolite because it doesn't take the nutrients away as well. So you'll find the most amount of support there, I find, because they have information about other stuff as well, and you'll have testimonies of people who actually have saved their own lives and that have dealt with clots. So you'll be able to get very precise stuff. I'm not going to give protocols on the air, but that's where you can go find more information for yourself.
Zeolite, okay. Oh, can you spell that, please?
Chlorine dioxide. And it's not chlorine, even though it's in the name. Once it becomes chlorine dioxide, it's no longer chlorine. CHLORINEDIOXIDE. Testimony, TESTIMONIES /1.
Okay, very good. One more thing.
https://p.me. That's the Telegram app. /chlorine dioxide /1.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I guess that's...
Good luck to you on that. Okay,
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call, Arthur. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Rafael, there's a video that's going to be posted on my COVID panel before the day's over. Professor Dr. Dolores Cahill, she's a world-class scientist. The video was done in 2021 where she makes the following statement. Everybody who got the vaccination, at least one vaccination without any boosters, will be dead in 3 to 5 years. Very alarming and very disturbing, isn't it?
Yes, but just before people lose absolute and total faith or hope, I don't think so, because there were some placebos, first of all. There were extra deadly shots where people just dropped immediately, and there were the regular, and you're going to get all sorts of things and gifts. You don't know if the
hold
body,
on,
the
we got a break here. We got a break.
Okay.
Hold on, Rafael. Yeah. We got a break. We'll break back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information here that will help you understand the world you live in. You want to get up to speed on the worst crime in human history? My COVID panel will do that. We add to it, two or three times a week with new information from world-class scientists and doctors. Moving on from there, it'll be winter again before we know it. It's springtime right now, but winter will be back in about 6 months or so, depending on where you live, 8 months. And the way to stay warm and cozy and save money is with the Liberator Rocket Heater, which is on sale right now. $300 off the Liberator Rocket Heater. Additional 1% off if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. I want to help all of you have a warm home and save money this coming winter. So check out the Liberator Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Raphael O'Neill. And let's continue, Raphael.
Sure. Yeah. So you were talking about the statement that was made that everyone who got the shot is going to die. And I just want to say, first off, there were a lot of placebos. So sure, the more you took, then the more likely you were to not get the placebo, right? Eventually, right? It's Russian roulette. How many times you're going to roll that? But I know someone who got one shot because they really were pressured and they fell for it. One second, you know, went against them and they had no reaction at the site. They had no side effects. They had no sensitivity. I'm like, you know, it sounds like you probably got the placebo, though it doesn't hurt to detox anyway. And, you know, we need to not focus on the vaccine so much because we're eating meat. And unless you're going to like someplace like goodranchers.com that has unvaccinated meat, you know, or going to the market and asking your local farmers if they participate in the vaccine program. Got one saying, oh, yeah, but not the mRNA vaccines, just the essential ones. Like, nah, you can't really trust what is essential or mRNA anymore because I just don't trust them to begin with. And I'll tell you why in a minute here. But you just have to presume that, you know, the Deagle.com report, remember that? You know about
right.
that?
Oh, yes.
This was like, for like the last 10 years, there was a report with these, they're like kind of a economy analysis group or something. I don't know. Military, they have
well, think, to say think tank is what they are.
Right? Think tank, exactly. And they put our population in the States and other like first world European nations at 50% the numbers they are today or by 2020. So we're not quite there yet, but they did initiate the thing that was going to help them definitely bring the numbers down. So while the body is pretty phenomenal at healing when you do provide for it what it needs and eliminate, I mean, this is a bioweapon, so it's not just your everyday toxin we're talking about. There is very complex, as I'm sure you cover in your website with the Quine. But we need to assume that we're all contaminated because it's in the food supply. I don't eat meat. I eat like a vegetarian when I eat out. And when I eat at home, I try to eat the meats that I know where they come from. I'm not perfect. So, and I live, you know, I touch other people. There's shedding, you know, for a living as a licensed massage therapist. So I have to detox because I have kids. I don't want to orphan. For me, I take the MMS and I do a few other things. I'd like to do a heavier detox, but I'm a little distracted, honestly. We do the best we can. But if I don't feel well, I start tweaking it. And I need to stay on the MMS on a regular enough basis because it's a marathon and not a sprint. And, you know, on that note, I just, you know, want to encourage people. Again, chlorine dioxide testimonies is a great group on Telegram. Check that out. But we haven't gotten yet to the last part of the weaponized weather and the climate science. We talked about aerosols, and we did touch a little bit on, you know, water vapor infusion through power plants. But as I was in 2017, as I had finished my interview with Weather War 101, I was tracking hurricanes because, you know, first of all, in hurricane season, I have a little bit of PTSD from having survived Katrina and having been here for it and having evacuated after the waters came. I had found the Army captain that was ordered to bring as many body bags to New Orleans 11 days before Katrina made landfall. He thought it was going to be a terrorist attack when he brought 5,226 body bags 115 miles out of New Orleans for New Orleans. 8 days before Katrina made landfall is when he learned there was a hurricane and that supposedly the military knew with 210% accuracy because of satellites. He then understood that I didn't know about the storm 3 days before it made landfall. So the fact that the military knows ahead of time is a crime to begin with, especially with the kind of response where they sat on their thumbs and stopped other locals from coming and providing aid. FEMA actually did that while not providing the aid themselves. Well, my friends are left on the roof till Thursday, but we can send aid across the world after an earthquake in the day. The intention is shown in the response, and they knew about this. I mean, I happen to have gotten the supplies captain's testimony a year before he died, and this was in 2017 as well. So when I had another source in the military who was following my work tell me, hey, I just got a heads up to pack my bags, and he was in Texas for Harvey. I called out Harvey before the meteorologist. I called it out a day after he told me because I was kind of scared to call it out, but then I decided to do it. I'm before the local meteorologists were talking about Harvey forming in the Gulf. I had it on Facebook, matter of record, if you can scroll back that far. But I do have his message from that day. And so when the next storm, Irma, was coming, I was on high alert when I heard the meteorologist saying, we're not getting a really clear picture right now because of the hurricane, because the hurricane's interfering with Doppler. And my ears perked up. I'm like, wait, let me see this. Because I was just listening to it. And when I looked at it, I'm like, holy moly. This thing is going into the radar by the eye. It was going right into it at an angle. And all of a sudden, because I was trying to figure out if it was going to come to New Orleans or stay in Florida or what it was going to do, I knew, I'm like, whatever it's going to do, it's going to go into another Doppler radar. Because I had enough pieces. You know, I was like a woman who'd been cheated on, who didn't need to really have the exact evidence to know. But I was like, my God, I got the evidence, right? And sure enough, it went into one radar after another. And then we looked at Katrina and tracked that from back in the years before. That was like 12 years before. And that went into five Doppler radars in a row directly. It actually took out our KLIX in Slidell, which they recently moved. And that's another story about what I'm scared that's going to do for the storm coming up this year. They're going to take out the most Republican parish in the most Republican state, and that's St. Tammany Parish, one of the most Republican parishes, if not. You see, the worst part of a storm is on the east side, and we have been, if the eye of the storm has been coming up over our city, we've not been getting the worst part of the storm because it dumps on the east. Well, now they moved it further west. So now it's able, the worst part of the storm is able to drive water up the river, and it will be able to flood the lake, which used to be part of the Lake Pontchartrain, of the Gulf, but is now Lake Pontchartrain. And it will affect probably New Orleans, but definitely St. Tammany if that happens. I hope not. But what I started to do, because this was a really phenomenal claim to make. Oh, you know, The radar that the meteorologist is looking at nightly to tell you the weather is actually creating the weather. And I'm like, okay, I cannot be that girl that has to tell the world about this. I was already the girl with the chemtrail book and the vaccines, and I'm tired of it, and 5G. And like, well, we hadn't done the 5G thing yet. I hadn't gotten on the 5G thing yet. I didn't really realize what all microwaves are doing. We knew about HARP, right? HARP, you've heard about that? You know about HARP?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes, so that everybody knows that. And everybody knows up in Alaska. But they don't realize that that's an ionospheric either. What are all these radars across the nation and the world doing? These are troposphere and low ionospheric heaters. So they micromanage the rest of the space. And I started looking at radar, and I cracked the code. Now, this sounds like really, like, you know, pompous to say, but you could too if you just paid attention long enough. And what they do is they create a high-pressure area where the clouds that HARP is sending to down the jet stream, they're feeding the jet stream to certain areas. And HARP is really a catch-all phrase. There are so many of these devices, ionospheric heaters, in the world. You really can't prove who's doing what, when. It's kind of hard to directly put pin the tail on the donkey, but you could see that it's affecting it. And HARP can do all sorts of stuff too. It's been known for mind control frequencies, and we can bookmark that point because whether we get to it today or not, it's very relevant with the cell towers. HARP does run some of the cell towers that are weaponized on some of the campuses, and Virginia Farber is who to look up for that. She sued the EPA and won 2 years ago with Children's Health Defense did it using her son died on the campus from a brain cancer. And she's been just an amazing force. I interviewed her on the radio show recently. I recommend getting her on for some of the connections to HARP and more. There's also GEIDCO. If you can look at this, this is a China, like it's a world grid that's going to be run by China. And so what I say is no matter who you vote for, right or left, definitely the left has lost their mind. I used to be I think I'm still a liberal. I'm a conservative, liberal, patriot, social anarchist, kind of. The left has lost their mind, but you know what is going to continue no matter who we vote for? The technocratic agenda. And that's what we need to keep our eye on. And actually, even all these protests in the schools right now, these anti-Semitism that is not separating the difference between Zionism and Judaism, and I'm Jewish, you know, I have family in Israel, but I'm an anti-Zionist. These campuses are in weaponizing the students to be able to create laws, because nothing strengthens Zionism more than anti-Semitism. If we've seen World War II do that, you know, it's an old trick, okay, isn't it? The more hateful people are towards the Jews versus the ism, the more the ism is passes laws and secures its continuation. But that's a whole other thing. And we can go into the mind control aspect, like Rwanda genocide. The Air Force was, the military was flying radar experiments, weather experiments, they were calling it. But what they were doing was sending microwaves so that the ultra-low frequencies could piggyback on the microwaves and take the anger that was there and amplify it into a homicidal rage. That when you have a and they did this in the Gulf, and other things, like your caller, the caller earlier, I forget his name, the first caller was talking about, I believe it was the first caller, John Montana, was it? Or he said that these people all came out, like, with their hands up in Iraq in the first Gulf War or the second Gulf War, now I'm not sure, but they got the voice of God, what that was called. I meant to mention that earlier. They can transmit, you know, we have targeted individuals. These are former activists or people who rubbed someone wrong in the military, like maybe a woman who, you know, didn't have sex with someone could be put on that list. But generally they target with activists within the community or maybe even like if they have this technology, because they really distributed it. They made it available at one point to anybody with a military or police creds. For $1,000, you can get your own devices, and you could target your neighbors if you wanted to. You could use it, you know, it's all under experimentation, so it's okay. I have a friend who is targeted. He's a brilliant man, and it's even worse. Like on holidays, it stops because apparently whoever's targeting him goes home for Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, and then picks back up again. But the technology is there. You know, we had the Havana syndrome. That was like, okay, that came to the surface. People even found a hidden track in Obama's movie. What's that one where the ship goes into the beach? And usually there's like two tracks. You know, there's the movie and then there's the soundtrack. But there was an additional track to that if you put it into a video editor. Was it on Netflix? I'm not sure. Look at the movie that Obama produced, or Barry, or whatever you want to call him. Some people say that there was actually some frequency in there that is also an activator. But yeah, I don't know. But you can speculate. But why is there an extra track? That is interesting. But what we do know is that there's literature I have found at one point that talked about harps being used in an anger frequency in L.A. in 1992. And I was in L.A. I actually grew up in L.A. in 1992. And it was funny because at the time I was trying to get along with my mom, who was a very passionate woman. And I said, so let me see if I could be a good girl and get her to stay happy. And it worked for a while. But then in January, at one point, she like exploded on me. I exploded on her. I ran away from home. I ended up first sending me to Israel. And I'm in Israel in April, and I hear about the big balagan in L.A., the riots. So they had that anger frequency leading up to, for 4 months leading into the riots. And I since have spoken to people who are not conspiracy oriented, who when they heard about anger frequency said, oh my God, that explains Berkeley. Because in Berkeley, and this is one of the places where they have weaponized cell towers, according to Virginia Farber, in Berkeley, that every time she would go outside to walk her dog after 5G was installed, there would be an altercation she would seem to get in, or she would witness. And we've seen this, we've seen tensions, you know, and what's BLM and all that. I believe that they are employing these frequencies. This is an educated guess based on knowing what's going on already and seeing just things that don't make sense. And they can't make you angry. I mean, they can by the media, right? So we have to be careful what we invest our anger in. We want, you know, righteous anger is fine, but we don't, they can activate and blind you with rage if you have this anger. So it is a spiritual battle, but I don't believe they can give you the anger if you are grounded and don't allow that to manifest in you. You use your anger as an action maker, you know, but don't just stew in it, and because it's dangerous. You have people that were like watching the news and then killed their family recently. There's been people burning their all sorts of crazy stuff, people punching people in New York City. You know, and we also know wherever there was 5G, COVID was worse. The death was worse, and the COVID number cases were worse. Whether you want to say that's the virus or the bioweapon, you know, it's a bioweapon is what it is. All right, I don't mean to offend anyone on either side of the virus debate. What matters is that we stay together on the point that we were poisoned one way or another, and it was deliberate. And it didn't escape from a lab in Wuhan. No, it was created in a lab, and then it was mass-produced and distributed and put into the flu vaccine, okay? And I will tell you, I have anecdotal, but I know people that got COVID in December 2019 in France and in the States. One got it 3 weeks after her flu vaccine. She never got before and never will again. And the other one, his wife and daughter, got it 3 weeks after his vaccine. Now he has face cancer.
And face cancer? Is that different than skin cancer?
Well, jaw cancer, bone cancer.
Okay, throat cancer, gotcha. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
It's primitive as can be. Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Raphael, we got one last caller here. We got Jason in Wisconsin. Morning, Jason.
Yes. One of my friends in 2019, he got the vaccine for the flu, and then the second week of November, he had a sickness, a respiratory sickness that was COVID-like, but back then we didn't hear about it yet, and that was in November of 2019. So what you said is I agree with totally, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the testimony, because, you know, usually viruses have a trajectory, right? They don't just show up everywhere, right, in the four corners all of a sudden. They have to follow a path. Sometimes they get stopped because of land barriers, but we also know people that were in areas that didn't, where they didn't get the vaccine, and they were isolated in the country, one in Washington and one on the East Coast. Like one was a family and one was a guy who was actually a radar technician who retired, who went out there to be away from radiation. And he's like, I can't invite you here to not see chemtrails anymore, because they just chemtrailed. 3 days later, he had respiratory issues and they were calling it COVID. The whole area had, even though they were not, he was isolated in his bug out location. Other people in the area, the cases went up. So we believe they have different vectors. Like they're not going to spray for, they didn't necessarily spray everybody in the world. They let people go to it with the, you know, it's called sort of a triangulation where one part of the poison can be here, another part can be there. But I believe it was fully in the flu vaccine, and I was tracing the flu epidemic. In Louisiana, we had the worst influenza B. The rest of the country had influenza A. And, you know, they say, oh, it comes from South America every year. It is a new strain. And we just take a guess at which strain it is. No, actually, I look at, they say, oh, God, flu is here. Come get your vax. Flu is here. Come get your vax. I went to see what came first, chicken or the egg, the flu vaccine season or the flu. And I traced it back to a school. The first case of the flu in the state came from a school in some little town in Louisiana, all right, that out of a school, in elementary school, little Timmy got his flu jab about, you know, a few months early, because it's only good for a window of time. It's not really that good. And he got it too early, and it started getting people sick. So somebody gets their jab, starts shedding, there's a flu outbreak, and they say, there's a flu outbreak, come get your shots. And then all of a sudden, there's more flu outbreak. This is not saying that the flu doesn't exist in the wild on its own. You can leave me alone with candy for a week in a home. I'll get the flu as my body's trying to detox the stuff, or at least I'll get a cold, you know. But definitely, I've seen a connection, especially I've been looking at vaccines and the lies around them for a long time. And I know we're running out of time. I just want to say there's a lot more to the weaponized weather radar, and all that can be found in my World of Hot Water documentary series. And I also condensed it into a movie. And then there's also my Clear Skies Conference, which will give you the
information about what it does. All right, Raphael. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I appreciate
you,
John.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaners, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, large, beautiful state of Missouri, and the largest state of Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
God bless.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's SusannahSecret.com. secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.